Lemon Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Karen, Roger Annam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Kikik Tarduak.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today? Satiated with the delights of New York? All ready to go home?
Yes, absolutely.
Then home we shall go. Almost straight away, pausing only for an extremely minor detour.
Oh, no.
Carolyn, I can't.
To Toronto.
Oh, well, that is quite close.
And then a quick stop to Kikik Tarduak and straight home.
Sorry, where?
Kikik Tarduak. Q-I-K.
Mum? Sorry, but you forgot the U.
No, I did not. There isn't a U. It's Q-I-K-I.
No, Mum, there's always a U after a Q. It's the law. Mrs. Divent taught me that, eventually.
And you are a credit to her. Nonetheless, the good people of Kikik Tarduak choose to spell it Q-I-K-I-Q-T.
Another Q?
Yes, Q-T.
Q-T? Well, I'm not going to be the one to tell Mrs. Dimond.
Leaving the spelling bee aside for a moment, where is this Kikki Tarduak?
Are you referring to Kikik Tarduak?
You're really proud of yourself for having learned to say that, aren't you?
Yes. Also, it's rather pleasing to say Kikik Tarduak. Anyway, it's in Canada.
Near Toronto?
Nearish.
How nearish?
About 1,700 miles.
No, Carolyn, I'm sorry. I absolutely can't. I've got a job on Thursday.
No, you haven't.
I do, not with MGN. I mean a delivery job with my van.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
It matters to me, Carolyn. Happens to be the only thing I'm actually paid to do.
Right. I've looked it up on my phone. It's a tiny, isolated settlement in the Arctic Circle. Why on earth are we going there?
Because that is where the polar bears are.
And where do the polar bears want to go?
The polar bears don't want to go anywhere. The polar bears just want to be left in peace and quiet. But that is where the polar bears find themselves bang out of luck. Because we are picking up a dozen tourists from unbeaten track travel and flying them past every polar bear we can find between Toronto and Kikik Tarduak.
What? Are we? Polar bears? We're going to fly over polar bears and see them and look at them and be with the polar bears?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. But for one thing, Gertie's much too fast a plane. You need a prop engine aircraft to watch wildlife, not a jet.
Well, why can't you just fly slower?
Yeah, we can just fly slower.
No, we can't.
Of course we can. We can come down to 100, 120 easily as long as we watch the angle of bank.
Yeah, Martin. We just need to watch the angle of bank and the polar bears. We need to watch the polar bears.
No, we can't. She'd be hard to manoeuvre and likely to stall. It would be incredibly dangerous and unprofessional.
Fun, though. When do we leave?
Straight away.
No!
Good!
Brilliant!
Oh, if you're online, Douglas, look up polar bears or exploring or something.
Why?
Because one of you will have to give a lecture on it. Unbeaten Track's thing is that the crew are all experts on the region and they give lectures.
Can I give a lecture on polar bears?
No.
What do you know about polar bears, Arthur?
Polar bears are brilliant.
You might want to pad that out with some PowerPoints. All right. Alfred Hitchcock.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear it.
Hello, my name is First Officer Douglas Richardson. On behalf of the captain and myself, a warm welcome aboard this MJN flight to Kikik Tarduak. Just to let you know, we will be flying out from Toronto today, roughly north by northwest, at the vertigo-inducing height of 20,000 feet, way above the birds. You will already have met your purser today, Carolyn Rebecca Topaz, but now, as the lady vanishes behind the torn curtain into the galley, the steward will hold you spellbound with his notorious demonstration of the 39 steps to a safe evacuation, though these basically boil down to three. Pull the rope, inflate the lifeboat, and escape through the rear window.
10?
13. I think I very nearly got the man who knew too much in, but I was, after all, talking about Arthur.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello. I'm the captain, Martin Creeper, and this is...
Nancy Dean Leaphart.
Not quite, but what an interesting guess.
Expedition Supervisor, Unbeaten Track Travel. What was that, please?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?